This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I think today we kind of got let, the curtain was raised a little bit on what it's like to play for Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
I think we saw Dan Campbell get a little fiery and start to raise the curtain on what it's like to play for him.
It's pretty impressive. And look, when I did the show with John, he, you know, obviously every, I mean, he would have moments like that, smaller moments. That was wonderful. I mean, and it makes no difference what fans think as far as do you still believe and all that stuff. As long as he believes, as long as his team believes, that's the only thing that matters.
Well, look, there's like football reasons. Obviously, that's Mike Stone, who's in for Gator today.
Hey, how are you?
Stoney, it's always good to have you in, and I'm glad to have you here. And you picked a great day to be here because we got this Campbell rallying cry from the morning show. Mm-hmm. And we've got Jared Goff today at 10:30. We'll see what he has to say. I wonder if he's heard it. But it's funny because I was driving in, Kang was driving in, you were driving in, everybody heard it. And my phone buzzes as Kang, and he says, I got an idea. And I had an idea. And then Stoney uses the word evangelical to describe Dan Campbell. And look, it helps set the tone for the team. Nobody wants the team to give up.
No.
If fans feel a level of despair, I felt it once this year. When Hutch got hurt, I was a little bitch for 2 days on the air. And by Wednesday, I'd come around, and then they kept winning and winning and winning and winning.
Right.
And they kept losing guys and winning and winning and winning. If you kind of correlate the major losses with where things started to shift, the truth was it was Anzalone going down. After Anzalone went down, they finished out that game against Jacksonville. They played fine against a pretty hapless Colts team. But I really feel like that was the one that's correlated most with the defense taking a step back in that Bears game. And so now, you know, they are starting to get some pieces back that we forget, like how good Melifonwu was at the end of last year.
Correct.
And if he returns and he plays Brian Branch's position and you bump Brian Branch out the corner, they can survive that way.
You have to trust that Aaron Glenn knows what he's doing and he has enough, you know, ingredients to put in his crazy recipe. That's it's going to take a lot of magic for them to pull this off. A lot of magic. because I've been, you know, doing this for a hell of a long time. I'm an old guy, as you know. I've never seen one team have this happen to them and still be able to go and win a championship, for crying out loud. Look, there have been obviously injuries. I mean, Gov pointed out to me, you know, your Eagles, you know, Nick Foles took them to a championship. That was one player. Granted, Carson Wentz, but he was good then. He was on his way to an MVP before he got things. Crazy things can happen. This, to me, is just, it's unbelievable. It's incredible where, you know, you get Pascal and, you know, Reader came back yesterday in the defense, or Sunday, and the defense still looked like crap. I mean, it just was going on and on. And with Ali McNeil, man, people don't realize how important he is, not just to stopping the run, but just getting to the, it's just, you know, and it goes, and then your best cornerback too. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I always said, I always believe in the curse, which is completely different than SOL. This is a curse.
No, it's not.
How a team can have this many injuries in one season to significant players, that is being cursed.
No, it's bad luck. I'll offer this too. I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong in that it takes magic. I think they've gone from being an atypical Super Bowl contender where they were distinguishing themselves as far superior to every team in the NFC. I think they looked when they were healthy.
They looked great, yes. Yep.
To now looking like a typical Super Bowl contender, which is a team that is going to have to scratch and claw and find its way. It's still, I think it's still not only possible, we just aren't used to this. Our inexperience is showing as collectively as a fan base. We're not used to what it's like to be in a typical, because they're back, they've come back to the pack. They were the best team in the NFC, team in the NFL.
Well, I understand that. There were people that they're never going to lose another game. No, I was never part of that. But this is atypical. If you expect a team with this many injuries, that doesn't happen.
Yes, it does. Well, hold on. What's left is enough, is my point.
Okay. God, I hope you're right.
The reason why I think it's enough is because they built a super deep roster. And I'm going to make a case today, and I want you to think about this. If there is one position where they could have afforded a great player to get hurt, it's running back. I don't want to see David Montgomery go down, but there's no other position that has two players that are as elite as they have at the running back spot.
True.
And I think yesterday, when the tenor of the show changed, when David Montgomery got hurt and when that news came out during our show, he was out for a long period of time, and then it was confirmed the rest of the season. I think that changed people's attitudes. But if there is one position they could have afforded it, it's that. Nobody else had two backs like that.
No.
Right? I mean, everybody else, if you look at all the, I mean, Kansas City probably doesn't have one. They got two guys averaging less than 4 yards a carry.
Baltimore, Derrick Henry and Hill, they're pretty good.
But Derrick Henry is far and away the lead dog.
Right.
And Detroit, fortunately, had two. We had two. And now, okay, we're going to rely on one of them. But how good can he be? I think he's just scraping the surface how good he can be.
I think he can be really good. Will he be able to take the pounding that a number one running back will be able to take? That's a big question.
It's a question, and it's a valid one, and it's one we're going to talk about with Jared Goff coming up at 10:30, amongst other things. I mean, look, the mood of the team, I don't know if Dan Campbell set the mode this morning, like shifted gears, and I don't think that, I think it was it's brilliant emotion mixed with a well thought out message.
Yeah, kind of wish that the Hard Knocks was the NFC North instead of the AFC North, because Campbell would be a beaut right now.
Do you think anybody was recording him sitting in his office on his speakerphone talking to the morning show? Like, there's video available of this? Because when we do the recap of the season, if they're playing and they win the last game, this is going to be a moment.
Right.
And it was funny, Mike Greenberg. This morning.
I know.
I understand.
Yes.
That Dan Campbell has gone off on a radio show.
Oh, by the way, they've changed it to Odyssey's 97 won the ticket.
Okay.
It's not Jansen, and obviously sold the station.
Jansen was credited, I guess, with owning the station in the graphic of the upper right corner.
Now he's on First Take.
Yeah. Anyway, my point being, it was funny listening to Greenberg. Mm-hmm. Like he's, we'll play this for you as soon as we can turn it around. And they played like 20 seconds of a 2-minute Dan Campbell message to not only, I think that's a message as much to his team as it was to fans. We will get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. Jared Goff at 10:30. It's Carson Anderson with Gator Out today here on, and Mike Stone in here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, three-pointers in the next 3 minutes if you choose. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before a game starts or after it has already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever. And now's the perfect time to get in on the action. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball, betting ball, with FanDuel, America's sportsbook partner, the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.